Illinois. Our candidates are Governor Pat Quinn and Mr. Bruce Rauner. Questioning our candidates will be ABC7 political reporter Charles Thomas, reporter Erica Maldonado from Univision Chicago, and ABC7 political analyst Laura Washington. Gentlemen, your responses will be limited to 60 seconds for each question, and you will have 30 seconds for each follow-up. In addition to our questions, you will have the opportunity to ask one question of each other, and you will also have the opportunity for a one-minute opening statement and a one-minute closing statement. And by random draw, the opening statement goes to Mr. Quinn.
Well, thank you very much. Last Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics issued its latest report on the Illinois economy, and it's a good report. Jobs are up, way up, and unemployment is down, way down. Our jobs, just in the last 2 months, we've created 40,000 jobs, 300,000 jobs since the recession ended. Our unemployment is at its lowest level in the last 6 years, the steepest decline of any state in the union. We've had to make some tough decisions to make that possible. We had to cut the budget, $5 billion since I've been governor. We also understood the importance of fiscal reform. And I had to suspend the pay of the legislators and my own pay in order to get those reforms. But because of that, our economy is a lot better. We've been able to invest in education despite all these economies. We've invested $440 million in our classroom education. And investing in education is the best way to keep our economy moving forward and our jobs growing. So that's what I believe in, and I think that's what the best way to go for our state of Illinois.
Mr. Rauner.
Good evening. Thank you to the League of Women Voters. Thank you to Eyewitness 7 and Univision. It's an honor to be here. I look forward to going to work for the people of Illinois. I want to go to work for you because I love Illinois. I want Illinois to be the greatest state and the greatest nation on earth. Over the last 30 years, I've worked hard, helped build hundreds of successful businesses on behalf of teachers and their pensions, police officers and their pensions. And with the great success that we've driven in that process, my wife and I have given back because we love our community. We've donated tens of millions of dollars to our public schools, to early childhood education, to our veterans to support them, to the Red Cross and the YMCA. And I'm running for governor as my opportunity to give back with my time and my passion. We're going to get the state run right. I'm in a position to do that because I'm financially independent. I can stand up to the special interest groups in Springfield. I can't be bought, bribed, or intimidated. I need to take no money from any special interests. I'm not even going to take a salary or a pension. I'm going to move to Springfield, shake up that culture down there, and get the government running right for the families and the taxpayers of Illinois.
Thank you, Mr. Rauner. Gentlemen, I'd like to begin tonight with something that I hope will set the tone for the debate. A quick question about the last debate, in which you each had a chance to question the other. And in my view, I'm not sure we got an answer that would satisfy either one of you. So I'd like to quickly ask you, Mr. Quinn, in the last debate, Mr. Rauner asked about your proposal to make the temporary tax increase permanent after the next election. If Mr. Rauner happens to be elected in November, would you, as a lame duck governor, still attempt to make that temporary increase permanent? Please answer yes or no to begin and then explain for me.
Well, I had laid out a budget. The budget called for the income tax rates to be maintained in order to fund our schools properly, to maintain our health care, to have public safety. So I'm in favor of making sure we maintain our income tax level, but at the same time provide solid property tax relief every year to every homeowner in this state. That's what I propose in my budget. In addition, more tax relief for working families raising children. I think we cannot have a budget that slashes our education, as my opponent suggests, by $4 billion, laying off one out of six teachers in our state. That is the wrong way to go if we're going to have a strong economy. We've got to make sure that we invest in education and properly pay for it. My opponent's been going around Illinois telling a lot of tall tales about the budget. The bottom line is we've got to pay our bills, invest in education. The best way to do it is with an income tax that's based on ability to pay. And that's what I think is the best way to go.
And Mr. Rauner, the other question to you from the last debate is, Mr. Quinn asked you about a threat that you reportedly made to a female employee who was suing. You're quoted as saying, I will bury her, I will bankrupt her with legal fees, and you indicated she'd better consider her family. You said it was a disgruntled employee, and you pointed out that the judge did rule quickly in your favor on most of the aspects of that lawsuit. But I didn't hear your answer about whether you actually said those things.
I think I was very clear, and I'll be clear again tonight. I absolutely did not ever say those things. That was false accusations in a frivolous lawsuit that was dismissed in court in summary judgment by a judge. There's no there there. There's no truth to that. Unfortunately, that story came out in the media, encouraged by Pat Quinn's support staff, because they wanted to be able to write another false attack ad. I've been the subject of an unbelievable number of false and vicious attacks that are not based upon facts. They're based upon innuendo and distortions. And I'm the subject of these false attacks because I'm going to shake up the system. I scare the status quo. Pat Quinn will say or do anything to hold his power. He'll resort to any distortion or exaggeration or lie. I'm out to change the system. I'm nobody that nobody sent. I can't be bought, bribed, or intimidated. I will stand up and fight. And it's hard to deal with these distortions, but you know what? Home is worth fighting for and sacrificing for, and that's why I'm running.
Thank you. Now the question and follow-up from Erica Maldonado. Erica.
Good evening. Talking specifically about the ads and in this campaign, according to the Illinois Board of Elections, in the third quarter of 2014 alone, your campaigns combined have amount to $35 million in advertising. Most of the ads we have seen, we have here, are actually very negative, are attacks into each other, on your previous work, on your moral character. And at this point in time, many voters in our state are actually wondering why either of you is qualified to run the state. How can you change that perception, Mr. Rauner?
I've been a leader my whole life. I've been a business builder my whole life, and I've worked hard to give back in the community. And I've driven great success. We need success in Springfield. I'm not running for office because I need a job. I'm not looking for a political career. I'm doing this because I love Illinois. Simple fact. You know what the tragedy is? We have the greatest state in America, the best people, the best location, the most fertile farms, the capital of the heart of America in Chicago, but we're the worst run state in America. Jobs are leaving. Companies are leaving. Families are leaving. The latest survey has 50% of families in Illinois thinking they should leave the state if they could. We are the worst run state in America, and we deserve so much better. I can change the system. I'm financially independent. I've been a driver of results my whole life. I know how to grow the economy because I've been a business builder. My opponent, Pat Quinn, does not know anything about business. I will grow the economy, I'll create jobs, and I'll cut our taxes to a reasonable level.
Mr. Quinn?
Well, I think Ford Motor Company knows a lot about business, and I work with Ford to create lots of jobs right here in Illinois, the same way with Chrysler and many, many more companies. My opponent doesn't understand facts. He thinks his money can buy facts. The facts are the Illinois economy is growing. We got more work to do, but we have worked with Ford to take a company that had one shift when I began as governor. They now have three shifts. Chrysler had 200 jobs. They now have 4,500 jobs. That's getting the job done. When my opponent talks about being a business builder, he's a person who built a business teaching other businesses to outsource jobs, American jobs, to foreign lands. That's not building jobs in Illinois. My opponent is a job eliminator. I'm a job creator. And I think the record shows for that. And my opponent has made a fortune out of the misfortune of many other people. And I think it's important that the record show that. Our ads are very positive when we talk about what we've done with Ford and with lots of other workers all across Illinois.
Erica, a follow-up?
Mr. Rauner, can you give us specific examples, maybe one or two, of successful companies that owned by you that actually have created jobs in the state of Illinois, and how can you are going to use that experience to attract businesses into the state and actually create jobs in Illinois?
We've built one of the most respected, most successful investment companies in America at my firm. We've helped create hundreds of successful businesses. That's why we were able to generate 25% annual returns for our teachers in their pensions so they could have a better retirement. The simple fact is, Pat Quinn is a miserable failure on jobs. Illinois is one of the lowest job-creating states in America. We have lost over 48,000 manufacturing jobs during Pat Quinn's tenure in office, and we've lost 2,500 manufacturing jobs just last month here in Illinois. He's a failure. I'll get results.
Mr. Quinn.
Well, Let's take a look at the record. Those are the facts. My opponent has had 12 companies go bankrupt under his watch. He has six of his former executives in jail. Two are under indictment. 150 lawsuits against him for the nursing home chain that treated people so poorly, including causing death. That's not a good business record. If that's his business record for the people of Illinois, no thank you. We don't need that kind of business at all in our state. We need to have a governor who understands everyday people, the need to invest in education and skills and training.
Question and follow-up from Charles Thomas.
Governor, if the Illinois Supreme Court should strike down the pension reform bill passed last year, as many credible legal experts predict, what is your plan B to resolve the state's growing pension debt? I've heard you say many times in the past that you don't take an aspirin until you get a headache. But the voters of this state want and need to know, what will you do if the courts say that headache never went away?
Well, my father taught me about never taking an aspirin before you get a headache, and I think that's sound advice before a case is even argued before the Supreme Court. I do believe the law is constitutional. It was a bipartisan measure. My opponent tried to sabotage it and wreck it.
But what would you do?
Well, what I would do is work again with the members of the legislature, both parties, both houses, on a plan that the Supreme Court outlines as constitutional. That's what you do when you build a majority. That's how we passed marriage equality in Illinois. My opponent wanted me to veto that bill, and I signed it because it was the right thing to do. We also passed a bill this year to make sure that we protect pregnant women on the workplace. They're being discriminated against and hassled and harassed. And I got the legislature to pass that bill. I signed it into law. So anytime there's a need to get a law passed, I know how to work with the legislature. I have a record. My opponent demonizes legislators and public employees, public health workers. That isn't a way to get anything done.
Mr. Rauner,
what will you do if elected
to resolve the pension situation
should the court say it's unconstitutional?
The pension issue is one of the biggest challenges we face as a state. Governor Quinn has failed completely on it. He dumped it in the lap of the General Assembly when the reality is it's the governor's job to lead on this issue. I believe the pension changes made last November are unconstitutional. I opposed them at the time. I do not believe it's fair to reduce the pension benefits for people already retired. I also don't believe it's fair to reduce the benefits that have been paid in accrued by today's honest, hardworking folks. The right answer, I believe, that's both fair and constitutional is to create a second pension plan for future work that's different. It's more of a defined contribution style plan. It's not privatized, as Pat Quinn has falsely tried to spin. It's a different system that's more affordable and more flexible over time. It'll be fair to the taxpayers and allow our economy to grow so we can fund the old pension liability over time. Pat Quinn is desperate to bring up social issues because he can't run on the financial issues. He can't run on taxes and jobs and education or corruption. He's failed on what matters, so he brings up other issues to hide.
Follow up, Charles?
Yeah, I have a follow up to actually Erica's question. You never gave us an example of a company, one specific example over those 32 years even, where you created any jobs.
I'd encourage you to come to the website for my old firm. There are hundreds and hundreds of companies there. Many of them have gone public.
But you don't remember
any of them. The point is, there are so many. We couldn't have been the most successful investment company in America for 32 years, among the top performers. We, as the state pension investors, the board for the Illinois State Pensions have said, we're one of the top investment companies in America, generating great returns for government workers in Illinois, teachers in Illinois, state police in Illinois. And there are lists of hundreds of companies that are right there for everybody to see with great performance.
Governor, any thoughts on that?
Well, I can tell you, his company laid off 1,100 workers and gave a huge bonus to an executive who was so-called running that company and gave $20 gift cards to the laid-off workers. He has a record of laying off workers, outsourcing American jobs to India, to China, to the Philippines, and at the same time he's running around Illinois wanting to cut the minimum wage. This is not the way to create jobs. It's not the way to treat people fairly. He has no record of really doing the right thing when it comes to jobs.
Laura Washington, a question and follow-up.
Thank you. Mr. Rauner, since you didn't specifically answer that last question about how many jobs you've created and where, I'm going to try another one. You've repeatedly said that you'll increase education spending.
Mm-hmm.
How much specifically do you plan to increase education spending by in the next budget, in your first budget, and where will the money come from to do that?
This is the most important topic that we can discuss. Education is the key to the American dream. Education is the most important thing we do together as a community. I have a proven record over 25 years of being an education reformer and an education advocate. I've personally donated tens of millions of dollars to improve public education, teacher training, scholarship for low-income kids, bonuses for teachers who become nationally board certified. I've been dedicated to education. We have a $36 billion state budget. There is money in the budget for education if leaders make education the priority. Pat Quinn has been a disaster for education. He's been in Springfield for over 30 years. Education has been nowhere on his personal agenda, except as governor, he has increased our taxes while cutting education funding in the schoolroom by over $500 million. I'll increase education funding by over $500 million, and I'll have it increasing every year going forward. It's the number one priority that we should have for our taxpayer dollars.
Mr. Quinn?
Money can't buy you facts. That's what my opponent is trying to do. The facts are we've increased classroom spending. Every independent fact checker has said that. They've also said my opponent's so-called budget would cut the education budget in Illinois by $4 billion, laying off one out of every six teachers. He said, and going around Illinois, demonizing teachers. I believe in teachers. I think it's very important that we invest in education. I think that's the best way to help the most people, and that's exactly what we've done. Our latest budget would give the biggest investment in early childhood education in the history of Illinois, the biggest budget for classroom education in the history of our state, and we'd increase our scholarships for our students to go to college. My opponent would wreck that. He has a plan that will give himself a $1 million tax cut while slashing the education budget of our state. Savage cuts to education so he and his millionaire and billionaire friends can get tax cuts. I'm against giving tax cuts to the wealthy and hurting our schools.
Follow up, Laura.
Mr. Rounder, you said you will increase the budget, the education budget, by $500 million, and you think you can find the money somewhere in the budget. Where do you intend to cut the budget in order to come up with that $500 million?
Cutting wasteful spending and having a growth economy. We are one of the bottom growing states in America under Pat Quinn, and Pat Quinn has massive wasteful spending, corruption, cronyism. The experts at the UIC have estimated that Illinois taxpayers pay over $500 million a year in a corruption tax. He's had illegal patronage hiring going on at IDOT. He's been under federal investigation, two federal investigations, for illegal use of taxpayer dollars. We have rampant corruption under Pat Quinn. We do not have a growing economy, and his only answer is to raise taxes. I'll get our economy growing.
Mr. Quinn.
I want to pay our bills and make sure we are true to our kids and to the next generation. That means investing in education. It means investing in public health. We always have to make sure we have good health for everyone, especially in these times. My opponent's budget would have savage cuts across the board in public safety, public health, in our schools. I have the courage to tell people what they need to know in Illinois. We've got to use our income tax revenues in a proper way to make sure we have good schools, that we have students who graduate from college and don't have huge college loan debts.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Next question is still about pensions. Mr. Quinn, Mr. Rounder wants to put state workers into a 401-style defined contribution plan, which many private businesses do use. What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think a 401k plan is the way to go in Illinois. I think the best way to go is to reform the system we have, and that's exactly what I got done. We had a $100 billion liability that I did not create, although as governor, every year I have paid the proper amount into the pension system. That didn't occur before I became governor, and that's why we had the liability. So we enacted reforms in a bipartisan way. My opponent was trying to wreck that and hurt that. He didn't want it to pass, but we got it done. And now it'll go forward and make Illinois a better state. I believe it is constitutional. It'll be held that way by the courts. But the bottom line is you've got to take on hard things, tough things on behalf of the common good. My opponent is all about Easy Street. He wants to give himself a $1 million tax cut and hurt our children and our workers all across Illinois. I don't think that's the way to go to have a better state. That's why I believe in raising the minimum wage. I think the minimum wage is a good way to help hardworking people who live from paycheck to paycheck. He's opposed.
Mr. Rauner?
We have a massive economic failure in Illinois. Governor Quinn, he's running on scare tactics. He's making up numbers about a budget from me. I will increase education funding. He's saying false things and making up numbers because he can't run on the truth. The truth is, Illinois is failing on jobs and failing on taxes. His only answer is to raise more taxes. He wants to take away another 1 week's paycheck out of every working family. That's what his tax hike does. Every working family loses one more week of pay. That's not fair. Illinois already, under Pat Quinn, we are basically tied for the highest property taxes in America. And while Pat Quinn's been governor, real estate taxes in Illinois have gone up 30%. His only answer is more taxes. That's not the right answer. The answer is growth and cutting wasteful spending. Pat Quinn's been governor for 6 years. He and Mike Madigan have controlled the system completely and have failed. We need to go in a new direction. We need a two-party system. We need a leader who can stand up to the special interests, and I'll get that job done.
Mr. Quinn, the state treasurer at any given moment has about $6 billion in unpaid bills. The state doesn't have the money to pay them. That means that social service agencies and hospitals and nonprofits not only don't get paid, they have to borrow the money so they can meet payrolls and in some cases lay people off. That's embarrassing.
Well, our state has made great progress since I've been governor at paying the bills. We have paid down the bills. At one time, they're almost $10 billion. Now they're closer to a 30-day cycle, which is what most businesses do. We have a little more work to do, and if we adopt the plan of my opponent, we'll go right back where we were, with huge deficits and unpaid bills. We have been able over the last few years to pay down those bills to all those service agencies. Keep in mind, folks, my opponent, he says he doesn't want the income tax. What he wants is the Bruce Rauner tax, which will be a tax on services of everyday people all across Illinois, including garbage collection. That's what billionaires do, shift the burden on ordinary people.
Thank you. Mr. Rauner?
Pat Quinn has failed on jobs, taxes, schools, and corruption. And he keeps making up stories, keeps making up false attacks. It's outrageous because he can't run on the truth. Here's a simple fact. We are losing jobs. Our taxes are crushing our economy. He's taken away 1 week's paycheck from the families of this state. He has not solved any problem in his 6 years as governor. We are at the bottom of economic growth. We have lost 48,000 manufacturing jobs. We're one of the lowest economic growing states, job creation states in America. And all he can criticize is my success, which I'm proud of. Springfield needs success, and I'll drive that.
Question and follow-up, Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Rauner, what is your opinion, your thinking, on right-to-work laws as they apply in other states, and would Illinois be better off as a right-to-work state?
As I've indicated, right-to-work could be a local control issue, but I'm not advocating hard for that. That's not a priority for me. There are many other critical priorities, bringing down this wasteful spending, bringing down the taxes on corporations, and growing our economy. I've been a business builder, and I'll get that done. Pat Quinn has been a disaster on job creation, and it's the number one priority. And he takes the time. His answer to me is, I'm a millionaire or very successful, and therefore I'm bad. Let me be clear. You don't judge a person's heart by the size of their wallet. I don't hear Pat Quinn criticizing the Roosevelt family was very rich or the Kennedy family was very rich. He doesn't criticize them, but he criticizes me for as being a self-made guy. I didn't inherit a nickel. My grandparents lived in a little double-wide trailer. I made my way, paid my way through school, and I worked hard, built a lot of successful companies, made great money for the teachers and the police officers of Illinois. And with the money I've made, my wife and I have given back tremendously because we love the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois. I'll drive success, and we've got to have success in a different direction down in Springfield.
Mr. Quinn?
Well, let's look at his business record. He made all that money and went around Illinois these last couple of years advocating the elimination of the minimum wage. People who work hard, work very hard, hard jobs, making $8.25 an hour. He wants to cut and eliminate their minimum wage. I think that's wrong. I think we should raise the minimum wage. I also think it's not right that my opponent started a company to teach other companies how to outsource American jobs to foreign countries, to foreign lands. That's not creating any jobs for our country. He's laid off thousands of people, giving them little or nothing. I don't think that's a good way to grow the Illinois economy, and the facts are very clear. Look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Mr. Rauner. Last Friday, Illinois jobs up, 40,000 jobs created in just 2 months, 300,000 since the recession ended. Those are good jobs that pay a decent wage, and instead of trying to cut the minimum wage. You ought to make sure that you try and keep Illinois people working, and that's what I'm trying to do.
I could. The question was about right-to-work laws, and Mr. Rauner, you said that you favored right-to-work zones. What's that? What is a right-to-work zone?
Well, no, they're opportunity zones is what I call them, and here's what they are. We have brutally high unemployment.
You had a website that called it a right-to-work zone earlier this year.
Okay, I don't know the website, but I'll say I believe in creating opportunity zones. Governor Quinn has led huge unemployment problems in so many communities. High unemployment in the
African-American
community.
But would that be a place where unions would not have any power, jurisdiction, or...
Here's what I've recommended, that we create areas where the taxes are extremely low and the business regulations are extremely
limited.
What about
unions?
So we can grow jobs there. We have brutally high unemployment in the African-American neighborhoods and Latino neighborhoods of 30-40%. Pat Quinn's failed. I've got ideas to help drive changes.
Governor, well, could you address the
right... My opponent wants to bust unions in our state. He wants to harm the ability to have collective bargaining and people to get a decent wage, decent working conditions, decent benefits. That's what this right to work for less is all about. These are all code words. When he says less regulation, it means billionaires like him can grow their own bank account at the expense of everyday people. I believe in the right to organize a union, to be in a union. You know, when my opponent is running around Illinois demonizing teachers, that's one of the most important vocations on our whole planet, to make sure we impart knowledge to students and let teachers have a union so they can organize and speak their minds.
Question and follow-up, Laura Washington.
On the subject of wages, Governor, your opponent in the last debate made a point about the minimum wage referendum, which you've been pushing for very hard. And he said that he wondered why you hadn't done anything about getting a minimum wage bill passed in Springfield before now. Why do we have to have a referendum? You've been governor for a long time. Why haven't you taken action sooner? Why haven't you done that, Governor?
Well, I've worked on raising the minimum wage on many occasions. In 2003, we did it. I worked on that. In 2007, we did it. I put a referendum on the ballot in Cook County.
But you worked
on
it.
Got the job done.
You worked on it, but you didn't get it through.
I think the best way, this is how we passed the Citizen Utility Board 32 years ago. We put it on the ballot. People voted for it. It convinced legislators this was the right way to go. We're going to raise the minimum wage this year. We're going to get it done, and we have people with a chance to vote at the ballot box on a very important economic issue. My opponent is advocating the elimination of the minimum wage. A person who has all that money that he talks about all the time wants to cut the minimum wage on people doing the hardest job in our society. I know how to build a majority, and we're going to get it done. I was able to raise the value of the earned income tax credit, which is tax relief for working families. We did that by building a majority. Same way we're going to do with the minimum wage. If there's a principle as old as the Bible. If you're working hard, 40 hours a week, you shouldn't have to live in poverty. And when President Obama was here last night, he said raise the wage, and I agree with him.
Mr. Rauner?
Pat Quinn has been a failure on the minimum wage, just like he's been a failure on our economy and our schools and our taxes. He's had 6 years to be governor. He could have led a minimum wage increase. He has not. He's a phony on the minimum wage. He's playing political football to make it a political issue in the campaign. I will get the minimum wage increased, but I will do more than that. I will make it so the families of Illinois are out for their maximum opportunity, not just the minimum wage. We shouldn't be a high unemployment state like we are under Pat Quinn, where people are hoping to get to the minimum wage. We shouldn't have an economy where people are stuck at the minimum wage under Pat Quinn. I'll get a booming economy. I'll become pro-business and pro-growth so people can rise past the minimum wage and be all they can be. Pat Quinn's a phony on the minimum wage. He's also a phony on term limits. He used to say he was for term limits until he got power. Now that he's got power, he doesn't want to give it up. He's already been in office 6 years. He wants 10 years. That would be a disaster for us. I will get term limits done on the ballot. As governor, I'll drive it. He's had 6 years to get term limits. He has not even shown up at all. He's a phony on this.
Follow up, Laura.
Governor Quinn, what will you do the day after you are reelected? Say the minimum wage referendum passes with flying colors. You're the governor for another 4 years. What specific steps will you take, again, after trying over and over again over a number of years to actually get something done?
Well, we'll build a majority in the months of November and December, and we'll have by January 1st a minimum wage of at least $10 an hour in Illinois. That's what we'll do. You know, I just heard my opponent He's a champion name caller. All over Illinois, he thinks the way you get ahead, I guess, is call the other guy different names. I've been for term limits since 1994. I got 500,000 signatures for that. And he wasn't around at all. He came up this year, and he says now he's for term limits. You know, I think a record of sticking to issues. I was able to get recall adopted in Illinois in our Constitution by sticking to it. And that's how I'm going to get the minimum wage done, because we stick to it and convince the legislators, using the power of referendum, the voice of the people, to get the job done.
Mr. Rauner?
We need leadership. Pat Quinn has failed. Term limits will get done. I will also drive redistricting reform. We need that, so the politicians aren't picking their voters. The voters are picking the politicians. There's a reason that I've been endorsed by 8 of the prominent newspapers here in Illinois. They know that I'm a leader. They know that I drive results. Pat Quinn has had no endorsements from any of the newspapers in this state. I've also been endorsed by the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, by the Illinois Manufacturers Association, by the National Federation of Independent Business. They know I'll drive economic growth and job creation. They know I'm a leader and I'll get things done.
Gentlemen, we've reached that point where you may each ask a question of the other, and Mr. Quinn has the first question.
Mr. Rauner, you've talked a lot about your company and the fact that you've made so much money with that company. And if you look at your website, you see you have 51 executives in that company. There was one Latino and no African Americans. Not one person, not one executive of your company, African American. When Channel 7 asked you about this, you said you couldn't find any. My question to you is, where'd you look?
My answer is, I've hired African American members in our firm. I've hired Latino members in our firm, Asian Americans, and many other minorities. And as governor, I will drive results helping minorities, members of families in every community get results. You've been a failure. African Americans are suffering brutally in Illinois under you as governor. Brutally high crime, low wages, no jobs, deteriorating schools, and a lack of social services. I'll get it done. I'll have the first Latina lieutenant governor in Illinois history, and I'm very proud of that fact. I'm going to work for Hispanic families, more jobs, better schools. You've been a failure, and you are taking the African-American vote for granted. You had a superstar who could have been your lieutenant governor, Stephanie Neely. I know her. She's talented. She's a superstar. I wish she was a Republican. She's not. But after I win this race in November, I'm going to ask Stephanie to join our administration. I want women in our administration. I want African-American leaders, just like Tony Anderson and Willie Wilson and Lula Ford. I'll get African-American leaders turning our state around and delivering results.
Mr. Quinn, rebuttal?
I didn't hear anything about where he was looking for executives in his firm, 51 executives, all of them making that big money that he talks about all the time, but not one African American did he have in that firm. I asked him where he looked because he said he couldn't find any. I think we here in this state with 13 million people, one of the largest states in the union, have a lot of talented men and women, and he couldn't find an African-American executive to serve in his firm. I think that says a lot about the kind of hiring he's going to do in government and the kind of hiring he's done in his private life.
And Mr. Rauner, you have the opportunity to question Mr. Quinn.
Okay, I'll come back to one of the most important issues of this campaign. Pat Quinn has not reformed our government. We still have huge wasteful spending, corruption, and cronyism. His only answer is to raise taxes. Pat Quinn, I'll ask you one more time, please, Governor. Please answer the question, yes or no. When you lose on November 4th, and I'm all in to win this race and turn our state around, after the election, if you lose November 4th, if you lose, will you commit to not raising the income tax, not getting that income tax hike extension in the lame duck session while you're still governor until January?
What I'll commit to is making sure we have a proper budget for our education, for our public health in a time of crisis, to make sure that we have public safety. We've got to pay our bills. I think we need to have proper revenue. I'm going to work with the legislature on that. That's the only proper way to go. My opponent has a tax, all right. It's his tax on services of everyday people, like having your garbage collected or getting a will. In order to get a will, you'll have to pay the Rauner tax. If you want to adopt a child, it's the Rauner tax. That's what billionaires do. They take huge tax cuts for themselves, $1 million in his case. That's what he wants. And then savage cuts in our education. I'm not going to go along with that. I don't think it's right.
Mr. Rauner, a rebuttal?
He's avoiding the question. We can't allow this to happen. Pat Quinn got the income tax hike through last time in the lame duck session with legislators who were leaving office after that vote. Then he turned around and gave sweetheart government deals, government sweetheart jobs and special deals to some of the legislators who voted for that income tax hike. And when he's a lame duck governor for 2 months after he loses in November, it's not right that he might put an income tax hike on the families of Illinois. Taxes are already too high. I've talked to families around the state who taking that 1 week of pay away from them is crushing them. They also, I've talked to families who are having to sell their homes because the real estate taxes are too punishingly high. He's a tax hiker. He has no other solutions.
Thank you very much. And the next question and follow-up from Erica Maldonado.
Yeah, the following question on education comes from the students involved in a fellowship from Univision Chicago, the McCormick Foundation, and DePaul University. Because there is no conclusive evidence on charter schools that they work better than neighborhood schools that are well-funded, the students want to know, why does the state in Chicago seem to be on a path to create more charter schools while neighborhood schools funding has been slashed and even facing closings? And if that is the case, would you support a moratorium if elected governor, Mr. Rauner, that stopped the creation of more charter schools?
I believe charter schools are one option that we should offer to parents. The most important thing we can do for our parents in Illinois is to have high quality schools and allow options so parents can choose the best school that fits their child the most appropriate way. Charter schools aren't perfect. They're not the ideal answer. Not every charter school does a great job, and those that fail should close. But charter schools should be an option. We should also have standard public schools. We should allow various options. We should have scholarship programs, which I've helped fund personally. We should have voucher programs, which I've helped fund personally. We should have innovative ideas, use of technology, so that classes can be offered from remote locations to students. And we should bring vocational training back into our public school system so our young people can be trained for the jobs that are available.
But would you support a moratorium?
I would not support a moratorium. We need options for parents. Today, Pat Quinn, we are failing in Illinois because Pat Quinn has cut school funding. It's a fact. Even the National Center for Education data has said per pupil funding in Illinois has gone down roughly 10% under Pat Quinn. Failing on schools.
Thank you. Mr. Quinn?
I do support a moratorium, as recommended, at least a three-year moratorium on any charter schools. We need to get to the bottom of it to see if they're even working. He's a big fan of charter schools. I am not. I think it's important to understand that public education is the heart and soul of Illinois' economy. We've got to invest in that public education. I'm running against a billionaire who wants to give himself a $1 million tax cut and have savage cuts in our public schools. He wrote a op-ed in one of the papers saying teachers are paid too much, 23% too much, said he. I think that's just plain wrong. I think we should properly pay our teachers. Our teachers deserve our praise. That's one of the most important vocations that we have, to impart knowledge. And I think we need to invest in that. And savage, radical, extreme cuts in our public education, as advocated by my opponent, will never make it as long as I'm governor. I don't think it's right at all. I think it's important to make sure that we have early childhood education. And we have K to 12 at excellent levels, and we also invest in our scholarships for our college students.
Follow up, Erica.
Yeah, Governor Quinn, you already talked a little bit about scholarships for higher education, mm-hmm. But our students also want to know what are you, Mr. Rauner, going to do if you are elected governor to actually make higher education more affordable, sure, and that they can graduate without record debt?
This is very important. We have a program in Illinois that's been around now for about 50 years. It's called the Monetary Assistance Program, MAP for short. I've invested in that program. I believe in that program. I've proposed a budget that will double the number of scholarships under MAP. Right now, 140,000 students get about $375 million worth of scholarships. The problem is there's 150,000 students qualified to go to college, been admitted to college, but the money runs out. I want to increase those scholarships, double the amount of money for scholarships. My opponent wants to slash the MAP program. That's what his budget's all about.
Mr. Rauner, would you do something different?
Absolutely. Pat Quinn has been cutting higher education funding for years. One of the reasons we have brutally high in-state tuition that many families can't afford is because Pat Quinn has been cutting higher education funding, just like he's cut K-12 funding. He is making up false statements because he can't run on the truth. He's failed. We need to increase state support for higher education, but we also need to cut the wasteful spending out of the bureaucracy, the overhead in our public universities. Compared to other states, we have much waste. If we cut the waste, increase funding, we can have tuition that's affordable for our families in Illinois.
Question and follow-up for Mr. Quinn from Charles Thomas.
Governor, you certainly made the point about Mr. Rauner not having any African Americans in his firm, GTCR, at least in the executive ranks. But for the past 12 years, Democrats have held majorities in the Illinois House and Senate. A Democrat has been governor. It's arguable that the party's most loyal constituency is African American. So how do you, as governor, explain the chronic unemployment, lack of business development, underperforming schools, and other deteriorating conditions in the black community?
Well, number one, with respect to unemployment, my opponent is a job eliminator. As I said earlier, he's started firms to teach other firms how to outsource
jobs. But we're speaking
jobs.
About the African-American community. How
that,
do you explain
that hurts
those
African-American
conditions?
Community and everybody in Illinois. If you have somebody who's aspiring to be governor who wants to outsource American jobs to foreign lands, that's the wrong way to go. If his record is one of laying off workers, that's how he's made all this money. He's made a fortune out of the misfortune of laying off people. And I think the best way to create jobs is what I'm doing, investing in education, excellent education for everyone. I think it's also important to have a public construction program that puts people to work. I insisted on a program called Employ Illinois, that minority workers get a chance for these trade jobs on the road, building bridges, on building schools. I was at the Urban League for the kickoff of one of the training sessions. I think these are the ways you help everyday people, including raising the minimum wage. That will help us with a lot of people who work hard get a decent wage.
Mr. Rauner?
Governor Quinn has been the outsourcer in chief for the state of Illinois. He has pushed jobs out of Illinois on a massive scale. We are one of the lowest job creating states in America. We have lost over 48,000 manufacturing jobs under Pat Quinn. That is a hard fact. We are not creating jobs. That is crushing all families. It especially hurts African American families. Pat Quinn has been a disaster for African Americans. Brutally high unemployment, high crime, deteriorating schools, lack of social services. He has taken the African-American vote for granted. You can see it every day. And we know it when he threw Stephanie Neely off his ticket as his running mate. He could have had an African-American superstar. He assumes he's got all the black vote and throws her off. I have been a lifelong advocate for the African-American community. 20 years ago, I endowed a full professorship at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, to help educate African-American leaders around America. I've donated tens of millions of dollars to build public schools in African-American neighborhoods. I've helped fund bonuses for African-American teachers in Chicago. I care.
Follow up to Mr. Quinn.
I want to start with Mr. Rauner. So what are you going to do to create jobs for young African-American males, let's say? What are you going to do?
So we need to focus in the local communities. One of the programs that I've worked with was called the Minority Enterprise Small Business Investment Company. My firm at GTCR worked with that program at the SBA. As governor, I will create a Minority Enterprise Small Business Investment Company program for Illinois. That will make subordinated loans and equity investments in minority enterprises, African-American-owned businesses, because we need the local businesses in the communities hiring local students. A young person having to travel 2 hours to get to a job, that's not a real job. I've got a real plan in detail to help grow African-American jobs.
Governor, what will you do in the
term? Be careful. My opponent just said he's a lifelong advocate, yet he couldn't hire even one African-American as an executive on his firm. Take a look at their website. Not one African-American. On our administration, African-Americans are leading key departments with many, many different responsibilities. That's what I believe in, diversity, and he doesn't. And I think it's also important when he talks about bonuses. Yeah, he gives bonuses to corporate executives who lay people off or commit accounting fraud. That's the fact. My opponent has been giving bonuses to those who are laying off American workers and committing crimes.
Mr. Rauner, I know you have several things you've talked about when it comes to attempts to reduce violence, in, especially in urban communities. But let's start with, would you support a ban on assault weapons, yes or no? And explain, please.
Here's the simple fact. We are not enforcing existing gun laws. We have tough gun laws in Illinois. Pat Quinn is not enforcing them. The most important thing we can do with guns is to keep them away from criminals. Pat Quinn is not doing that. We have straw purchases that Pat Quinn is not stopping. We have police officers who aren't properly equipped. We have police forces that aren't properly staffed under Pat Quinn. He is a disaster on gun enforcement laws. That's the critical thing. But the other real driver of violent crime is lack of opportunity. That's what really drives violent crime, because young people are so desperate to have an income for themselves in a future, they resort to joining gangs. I will bring mentoring programs into our public high schools for the most vulnerable students in middle school, so they can get role models to help them stay in school and give them advice on jobs. I will increase education funding to our schools dramatically. Pat Quinn has cut it. I'll increase it. I'll bring vocational training back into our public high schools, so many of your young people are trained for the jobs that are available and they see a future for themselves.
Mr. Quinn.
Well, with respect to increasing education funding, which he cannot do with his budget, I hope he doesn't bring those executives who had to go to jail and who had committed accounting fraud for him at his firm when he made so much money at. But as far as the assault weapons ban, I am for banning assault weapons. My opponent is afraid of the lobby that protects assault weapons. And I think we need a governor who's strong enough to say to that lobby that we're going to get the law passed to protect public safety. Related to that, I've signed many laws that put stronger penalties on those who commit crimes with guns, including one this year dealing with lost and stolen guns. And I want to thank Senator Kwame Raoul for his leadership. I was with him when we signed that bill at Cole Park, where a great police officer, Thomas Wortham, was shot down. And I know his mom and I know his dad. And I think it's very important you have a governor who understands firsthand how important it is to protect everyone from violence. And I have. I understand very important how we need to make investments in communities with summer jobs and after-school jobs and weekend jobs to keep our kids out of trouble.
Separate follow-ups. Mr. Rauner, why don't you want to say yes or no on an assault weapon ban?
I want to focus on what's going to get results. We can get results. Pat Quinn has been a disaster on crime. You can see it. In his 6 years in office in Illinois, we've had terrible crime, violent crime in Chicago, in Rockford, in Decatur, in Metro East, in many communities. Violent crime is crushing the families of Illinois. Pat Quinn has been a failure. He's been a failure on police staffing. He's been a failure on enforcing our existing gun laws. And he's been a failure at creating opportunity for young people in the most impoverished neighborhoods. I've got a plan. We're going to grow the economy dramatically. I've been a business builder. He knows nothing about business or creating jobs.
And Mr. Quinn, why don't you want to give a yes or no on whether you were going to push for making the income tax increase permanent after the election?
I've already talked about it last March in my budget. I said we should maintain the income tax rate.
But I would understand a yes or no. I know you've.
Well, that is my answer. I think it's a very clear answer. I laid out my budget 6 months ago very clearly. I've campaigned on that we need to maintain the income tax. At the same time, give annual direct property tax relief, a $500 refund to every single homeowner in this state. That's a specific concrete plan. It also includes tax relief for working families raising children through the earned income tax credit. That's what I stand for. I'm campaigning on it, and I'm going to keep doing it until we get it done.
So I'm not confused. You are saying, yes, you need the permanent tax increase.
I said
even
that in our budget.
Even if you lose the election?
I said in my budget the proper way is to invest in education, to make sure we have property tax relief that's specific, annual, that goes to people who need it the most. More than 2 million homeowners in Illinois every year would get a $500 property tax refund under our budget.
Okay.
The worst
Thank
tax
you.
Is the property tax. It's not based on ability
Time is
to
up.
Pay.
Thank you very much, Governor. I appreciate it. And the next question, Erica Maldonado.
Governor Quinn, almost 2 years ago, the Illinois State Legislature approved temporary driver licenses mm-hmm. for undocumented immigrants. Nevertheless, there are many residents that cannot get an appointment due to the overflow of people mm-hmm. in this system. Governor Quinn, it seems that your administration had underestimated and underfunded this program, and we want to know, what are you going to do to solve this problem so the roads are mm-hmm. safer with people with driver license and insurance?
Yeah. Well, the program is actually under the Secretary of State's office, and the Secretary of State needs more budget money in order to properly handle this particular issue. I'm very open-minded to that because I work with Jesse White all the time, and I think it's important that there be plenty of appointments for people to come and take their test and prove that they're capable of driving.
Then why haven't you given them the resources to?
Well, I proposed a budget that did maintain the revenue necessary to help the Secretary of State, to help our state police. I think it's important that we not have radical and extreme cuts in our budget. That's what my opponent wants. He doesn't want to deal with the consequences of that, which is oftentimes agencies such as our Department of Public Health. Right now, it's got to be on the front line to protect all of us from contagious diseases. It's important that we properly invest in that. Having false economy, just to give a billionaire $1 million tax cut, that's what he's all about. He wants to give himself and his fellow millionaires and billionaires big tax cuts at the expense of our public health, our Secretary of State, who maintains highway safety. I think it's very important that we have proper investment in those agencies.
Mr. Rauner, what other initiatives do you propose to improve the life of immigrants in the states?
I am very pro-immigrant, very pro-immigration reform. I support the DREAM Act. I support comprehensive immigration reform. And I want to make Illinois a welcoming state for immigrants from all over the world. I'm very pro-immigration. You've raised an important issue about Pat Quinn's failure in the driver's license administration process. Pat Quinn has been a disaster in administering the government. We waste billions of dollars under Pat Quinn, and he wants to fund the waste through further tax hikes, because the waste mostly goes to his patronage workers, his corruption, and his cronyism. Even Pat Quinn's own people have said there's over $500 million in wasted spending in the procurement process in central management services, the bureaucracy that runs the state. Pat Quinn has not touched it. He has not done anything about it, because that's where his patronage workers are. That's where his campaign cash comes from. That's where his campaign workers come from. It's corruption, it's wrong, and it takes money out of our schools and out of our social services, like what you outlined.
Erica, we're going to go to Laura Washington for question 12 with a follow-up.
Mr. Rauner, you once said that you would have vetoed the same-sex marriage bill in Illinois. The bill is now law, and Supreme Court rulings have recently opened the door to the law going through in other states. What would you do to assure LGBT families and couples that you would uphold the marriage law in Illinois and also ensure other protections, anti-discrimination protections for LGBT families?
I've been very clear on this, and I'll emphasize it again, and I want everyone at home to understand my position. Marriage equality is the law in Illinois. I support the law. I'm comfortable with the law. I do not support ever changing it or repealing it, period. What we need to focus on now is that's very important. It's done. Now we need to focus on other important issues that really matter. We've got to focus on jobs, taxes, schools, and ending the corruption. I will deliver results. Pat Quinn has been a failure, and he's desperate to have other issues come up. He and I are largely aligned on women's right to choose reproductive rights. We are aligned. He keeps trying to bring it up and make it an issue in this race. He keeps trying to bring up the Marriage Equality Act. It's the law now. I'm comfortable with the law. We need to move past that, protect it. It's done. And we need to focus on what we can do now to grow jobs, reduce the tax burden, and improve our schools. I'll get that done. Pat Quinn has 6 years of failure on that.
Mr. Quinn?
This issue is a lot like the assault weapons. My opponent wants to have everyone have a right to have an assault weapon, a military-style assault weapon. I want to ban those assault weapons. I have the courage to say that. When it came to marriage equality, I advocated for that. I helped get it passed. The night it passed, my opponent said, veto the marriage equality law. Now he's a born-again supporter. That's a lot of baloney, and I think we have to understand that there are people in the government, such as the governor, who have to lead the legislature to do something important for the future of our state, and that's what I did with respect to marriage equality. On the issue of corruption, my opponent has a lot of explaining to do. One of his nursing home operations was found by the state of Georgia, the U.S. attorney, to have to pay a $13 million fine for a cheating Medicaid down there in fraud. They took the money for themselves and left vulnerable people helpless. That's what corruption really is all about, and that's what my opponent is all about as well. He doesn't take any responsibility when things go wrong with his chain of companies. He just takes the money and runs.
Laura, in the interest of time, we're dropping the follow-ups here so Charles can get in one more question. Charles?
Governor, how are you getting along with House Speaker Michael Madigan? I ask because the Speaker filed and won a court action against you to restore lawmaker paychecks. He also was conspicuously absent from Governor's Day in Springfield. Is he the most powerful person in the state, and what have you done or will you do to restore the governor's power and prestige?
I think I have a lot of power, and I've used it wisely on behalf of everyday people. I was able to get the earned income tax credit improved for working families raising children. I disagreed from time to time with the Speaker of the House. I suspended legislative pay, including his own and my own, in order to get an important reform passed. I think sometimes you have to be tough. At other times, you have to get along with legislators of both parties in order to get important laws passed. And that's what I've done. I think it's important to have a governor who can get reform laws passed. I've done that. I've gotten ethics laws passed, including campaign finance reform, that my opponent broke.
Mr. Rauner, how are you going to get along with Michael Madigan if you're elected?
I'll get results because I've got the ability to lead. Pat Quinn has been a failure. You know what? I'm getting to know every member of the General Assembly. I've spent time with the Speaker, the President, many of the Democrats, all of the Republicans.
But you're calling them corrupt in your ads.
You know what? There's corruption in Springfield. Everybody knows it. But when we come to working and get legislation drafted, I'll use my leadership ability, the power of the office to get things done. Pat Quinn is a failure with the General Assembly. You know what? Even the president was quoted as saying he's irrelevant to most of the governing process down there. And I've had leaders in the General Assembly say, Bruce, we need somebody like you as a leader who will take the arrows to get tough things done.
But do you really think they're corrupt?
Charles, I'm sorry, we are out of time for the questions, and it is time for closing statements. We'll begin with Mr. Quinn.
Well, we have a stark choice here. I think it's very important that we keep our economy moving and our state moving forward, and that's what I'm all about. My opponent wants to take us back. He has a budget plan that will savage our education, a $4 billion cut. He'll cut other parts of the budget with extreme and radical cuts that will harm our public safety and our public health. And it's important that we maintain our investment in education. That's what I've proposed in our budget, from early childhood education all the way to college and improving our scholarships for our college students. My opponent wants to cut that back, and I don't think that's the right way to go. I believe in raising the minimum wage. My opponent is adamantly against the minimum wage. I've fought for everyday people all my life in government and outside of government. I organized the petition drive for a referendum that set up the Citizen Utility Board, Illinois' largest consumer group. That's getting the job done. I fight hard for our veterans and all of our public servants who are out there sacrificing for us. They know they have a friend in Pat Quinn. I've been endorsed by our firefighters, our police officers, and all kinds of public servants. They know I'll get the job done for the people.
Mr. Quinn, thank you. Mr. Rauner.
I love Illinois passionately. This is home. We've raised our six children here. I've built businesses here. I love Illinois. I can't stand to see how our home state, our beautiful state, is deteriorating under Governor Pat Quinn. We have become the worst run state in America. Debt, deficits, unemployment, crime, deteriorating schools, shredding social services. We deserve so much better. We can do so much more. I will lead. I will drive results. I've been a problem solver, a team builder my whole life. We will get more jobs in a booming economy. We'll get the government efficient, effective, and transparent to reduce the tax burden. We'll invest in education so we have the best schools in America. I've dedicated 25 years to that goal. And we will deal with the corruption under Pat Quinn. We will rip the patronage system out of its roots. We'll get term limits done, and we'll get redistricting reform
done. Thank you, Mr. Rauner. We took it to the end. We have time only to say goodnight.